Hey, sis! Dad! Mom! Come on! Your Story Hour's on!
Presenting Your Story Hour, building for a better tomorrow.
Hello, everyone. This is Uncle Dan.
And I'm Aunt Carol. We're so glad you could all join us.
Today's story is the fifth episode in our series about Daniel and his three friends.
If you like, you can read this story in your Bible, the book of Daniel, chapter 4. We call it Seven Years a Beast.
And Nebuchadnezzar, king of Babylon, called unto him the court scribe.
Scribe, I want a small scroll written. You will write it for me. This is to be posted and heralded in every hamlet and city, so every person may read it or have it read to him.
I understand, Your Majesty.
I will tell you what to write. You ready?
Yes, Your Majesty.
I, Nebuchadnezzar, the king, unto all people, nations, and languages that dwell in all the earth, peace be multiplied unto you. I thought it good to show the signs and wonders that the God from on high hath wrought towards me. How great are his signs, and how mighty are his wonders. His kingdom is an everlasting kingdom, and his dominion is from generation to generation. I, Nebuchadnezzar, was at ease in my house. I wanted for nothing. I was flourishing with praise and honor and glory and wealth. I lay down to sleep, and I dreamed a dream that made me afraid. And the thoughts upon my bed and the visions of my head alarmed me.
Nebuchadnezzar, wake up! Wake up! Wake up! You must have been dreaming.
Who are you?
I'm the queen, and you're at the royal palace, remember?
Oh, I must have been dreaming. Oh, it was terrible.
Oh, the last time you dreamed, you couldn't even remember it. Daniel had to tell you what you dreamed.
I remember this one all right, and it was terrible. It must have some awful meaning.
Oh, your dreams usually do. Was there an image in this dream?
Oh, no. Worse things than images. And terrible things happen so fast I could hardly keep up with them.
These terrible things, did they happen to you?
No, not in the dream. Oh, but they refer to me, I'm sure of that. And I've got to know exactly what it means.
Why don't you tell me your dream? I'd love to hear it.
Well, first of all, I saw a tree. A big tree that stood in the very center of the earth. The tree grew and was strong. It grew until the top of it reached heaven, and it spread out over the whole earth. The leaves of the tree were fair, lots of good fruit, food for all. The beasts of the field, the birds of the air, and the fowls all found shelter and food under this tree. The tree brought comfort and happiness to all the earth. Then a holy watcher came down from out of heaven and cried aloud. I remember his exact words.
Hew down the tree and cut off its branches. Strip off its leaves and scatter its fruit. Let the beasts flee from under it and the birds from its branches. But leave the stump of its roots in the earth, bound with a band of iron and brass amid the tender grass of the field. Let him be wet with the dew of heaven. Let his lot be with the beasts in the grass of the earth. Let his mind be changed from a man's, and let a beast's mind be given to him, and let seven times pass over him.
I don't see anything so terrible about that dream.
You don't? Well, what if it refers to me?
You're the king. Order your wise men to interpret the dream. Then you'll know exactly what's going to happen. Why don't you send for Daniel?
No, I think I'll give the other wise men a chance first.
But they failed before.
Yes, but this time I remember the dream. And it seems so explicit and definite, I'm sure they can interpret it. I'll give the necessary orders the first thing in the morning.
Right now I'm going to try to get some more sleep.
Do you have all that, scribe?
Yes, Your Majesty.
Therefore, early in the morning, I made a decree ordering all the wise men of Babylon to appear before me that they might be told my dream and tell me the interpretation thereof. Then came in the magicians, the enchanters, the astrologers, the wise men.
Wise men, if such you are all members of my court. You make up my inner, my most trustworthy council. Marvel not that I sent for you. Marvel rather that I, Nebuchadnezzar, king of Babylon, am forgiving and long-suffering. For indeed, have I forgotten how you failed to tell me the secret of my last dream?
His Majesty had another dream?
I did.
Tell us the dream, O king, and we will give you its interpretation.
Well, in my dream I saw and beheld a tree in the very midst of the earth, and the height thereof was... This is the dream that I dreamed. Therefore, wise men, give me the interpretation thereof.
We will, your majesty. Yes, we will.
Indeed we will. And if it please his majesty remembered the dream unusually well and described it better than a professional scribe could have done.
Well, that's true. Indeed it is. It is. Yes, indeed.
Yes, but what does this mean, the dream?
The dream? The dream.
Will his majesty please review again the dream for us?
In my dream, I saw and beheld a tree in the very midst. Oh, you can't interpret it. You're just stalling for time.
But if his majesty will just relate it to us...
I guess I should have known better than to trust you. I should have called Daniel.
Daniel, your majesty?
Yes, Daniel. The spirit of the God of heaven is in him. He will interpret my dream.
So will we, your majesty. Given a little more time.
All we need is a little time to think. I mean, consolidate our thoughts.
Lies.
We have interpreted many dreams, your majesty.
My dreams?
No, not yours, your majesty, but others.
Whose?
Well, there was a... First, there was a... Well,
many others, your majesty.
Name me just one.
Mine. Yes, mine.
Did it come true, the interpretation?
Oh, of course, your majesty.
Yes, I'm sure it did. Enough of this farce. Scribe, send for Daniel. I think he's in the east wing of the palace. Have him come here at once.
Yes, your majesty.
If it please his majesty, I have much to do in the temple. With his majesty's permission, I shall withdraw.
Yes, we have an early meeting
with
this.
No, you remain here, all of you, right here. I want you to listen to a real wise man, Daniel.
Long live the king.
Daniel, last night I dreamed another dream. These wise men standing before us couldn't give me the interpretation, so I sent for you. The spirit of the God in heaven is in you, and no secret evadeth you. So tell me the meaning of my dream.
As my lord the king wishes.
Well, Daniel, as I slept on my bed, I dreamed a dream and beheld a tree in the very midst. That was my dream, Daniel. And I charge thee, declare unto me the interpretation thereof. For as much as all the wise men of my kingdom are not able to make known unto me the interpretation, but thou art able to, Daniel, for the spirit of the holy God is in thee.
For a time Daniel did not speak, but was filled with alarm as he realized the terrible meaning of the dream.
O king, live forever. The dream thou dreamed is... If it pleases Majesty, I would rather not tell its meaning.
Well, I gather that the dream means something evil. Evil for me?
My lord, the dream is for those that hate you, and the interpretation for your enemies.
Oh, is it that bad?
O king, the God of heaven hath laid upon me the solemn duty of revealing to you the judgment that is about to fall upon you because of your... pride and arrogance.
Oh, I do not permit anyone to talk to me like this. I am the king. All right, Daniel. Proceed.
I'm sorry for all this, your majesty, but I must interpret the dream correctly, regardless of what you may do to me. His majesty must realize the terrible import of the dream.
I'm afraid I do, Daniel.
The tree that thou sawest, O king, the tree which grew and was strong, providing shelter and comfort to both birds and beasts of the earth, that tree, O king, is you. You have become a great monarch, and your dominion reaches to the ends of the earth.
Now, why didn't we think of that?
In your dream, you saw a watcher and an holy one coming down from heaven saying, "Hew down the tree and destroy it, but leave the stump and its roots in the earth, bound with a band of iron and brass. And let his lot be with the beasts of the field till 7 times pass over him."
If the tree represents me, then what is this meaning of the hewing down?
Your kingdom shall be taken from you, O king.
Oh, but the stump and the roots of the earth, what does that mean?
Thy kingdom will not be taken away permanently.
My roots are still there to spring up again. Is that it?
Yes, your majesty.
In the dream, he, that's me, was to eat grass. His mind was to be changed to a beast's. And the dew of heaven was to wet him until 7 times pass over him. What does all that mean?
Your majesty, you are to dwell with the beasts of the field.
With the beasts? Of the field? Me?
It is the decree of the Most High God, your majesty.
How long will I be like a beast?
Until 7 times pass over you, or 7 years, your majesty. Until you come to know that the Most High rules the kingdom of men and gives it to whom he will. But know this, your majesty. Whereas it was commanded to leave the stump and the roots of the tree, thy kingdom shall be made sure for you from the time you know that heaven rules, even his majesty's kingdom.
These things, Daniel, are true. There is no altering the decree of your God.
O king, let my counsel be acceptable unto you. Break off your sins by right doing, and your iniquities by showing mercy to the oppressed, that there may be perhaps a lengthening of your tranquility.
If I do this, if I leave off sinning and worship the God of heaven, this terrible thing will not happen to me?
That is the decree from the throne of God, your majesty.
Just how do I do this right doing you speak of?
Know this, O king. You are richly blessed with talent and ambition, kindness and understanding. Yet you have let self-indulgence, pride, and the flattery of your officers cause you to exalt yourself above the God who has given you life and power. Repent and follow after the counsel of the God of heaven, and the judgment of God will not fall on you.
It shall be done, Daniel.
For a time, the warning and counsel of Daniel was heeded by Nebuchadnezzar. But as the weeks and months passed, the king indulged his pride until he lost confidence in Daniel's interpretation of the dream and jested at his former fear.
My dear, look about you. What do you see?
What do I see? Well, many things. Many beautiful things. The lofty and mighty walls of Babylon, unrivaled in the world. I see magnificent buildings, well-ordered streets, happy people. In short, my dear husband and king, I see Babylon. Babylon, the city beautiful, the city that is the wonder and marvel of the world.
And what does it all signify?
Babylon?
Everything around you, these hanging gardens, the palace, everything.
Well, to me, my lord, it means that the God of heaven has given you outstanding talents. He has accorded you rule over the most powerful nation in the world. He has blessed and is blessing you.
Say that again, please.
The God of heaven has given my lord...
That's what I thought you said. The God of heaven hasn't done a thing for me. I did it myself. I built Babylon. I expanded my kingdom to the four corners of the earth. I and I alone did it.
But I thought you told Daniel it was his God...
It doesn't make any difference what I told Daniel. That was weeks ago. Now I see that it wasn't anyone but me. Me, King Nebuchadnezzar, ruler of the earth, builder extraordinary. Me. Understand?
I understand that you're back to your old self.
You bet I am. And don't ever forget it.
Long live King Nebuchadnezzar, giver of life, glory of Babylon, son of the gods. Long may he live and reign over Babylon.
Say, if you're enjoying today's story, we know you'll love Adventures in the Holy Bible. Right, Aunt Carol?
That's right, Uncle Dan. There are 52 adventure stories all about Jesus, and every one of them comes with fun-to-do puzzles and quizzes.
As you complete your quizzes, you'll also collect our fully dramatized audio stories on the life of Jesus, so you and your whole family can enjoy listening together.
All you have to do is write and say, please sign me up for the adventures.
Our address is Your Story Hour, Box 8, Niles, Michigan, 49120.
That's Your Story Hour, Box 8, Niles, N-I-L-E-S, Michigan, 49120.
Easier yet, you can sign up and do the adventures online at our website, which is yourstoryhour.org. That's yourstoryhour.org.
And just in case you're wondering, the adventures are for everybody over 9 years of age. There's no upper age limit.
And best of all, the adventures are absolutely free.
That's right. You'll even receive the audio recordings for free. They're our special gift to you.
So sign up soon. But now let's get back to our story for today, Seven Years a Beast.
Nebuchadnezzar, king of Babylon, was determined in his heart to obey the advice of Daniel and follow after the righteousness of God. But as the weeks and months passed, the king indulged his pride until he lost confidence in Daniel's interpretation of the dream and jested at his former fears.
Scribe! Scribe!
Long live the king!
Send messages to all my counselors, except Daniel and his three companions. Summon them to a special council meeting tomorrow at high noon.
Yes, Your Majesty. Long live the king. Long live the king.
You're not worried?
No, of course not.
But what if the king wants us for some impossible task? Or has decided to behead us? Fire us! Get rid of us!
I know what he wants, and just about what he is going to say, almost his exact words. Wise men, counselors, he will say, I have decided to re-establish the worship of our own Babylonian gods.
Now what gives you the idea that His Majesty is going to say that?
These things are religious, and I know religion. I am the high priest. His Majesty grows weary of being subservient to Daniel and Daniel's God. The king's appetite for self-indulgence and ambition are now reappearing. He will soon be his old self again. And with the proper help from us, the king will be even more anxious to receive personal glory and exaltation. I can practically hear the king as he greets us with his changed attitude. Wise men, astrologers, counselors, you are assembled here because I ordered it. You are the
crown's official counselors. Know this. I am still king of Babylon. I am still master of my own destiny. I obey and pay homage to no one. I am weary of heeding the counsel of Daniel and worshiping his god. Henceforth, I shall heed my own counsel and obey my own words and worship our own gods.
Long live the king!
Long live the king!
Just 1 year from the day King Nebuchadnezzar had had the dream, he was proudly walking in the royal palace.
I have made an important decision, Chief Counselor.
Yes, Your Majesty.
Has there ever been a monarch with more power than I possess?
Never, Your Majesty.
And am I not the greatest builder of all time?
Even Nimrod, with his Tower of Babel, knew nothing whatsoever about building compared to you, Your Majesty.
Ah, my dear wise man. I shall therefore exhibit my greatness for all the world to admire. Whereas I have been given to kindness, justice, and mercy, I shall become hard, oppressive. I shall tax my people far beyond what they have known in the past. And I shall use the proceeds to build the greatest monument to greatness any man ever dreamed of. I shall build another hanging garden.
Another one, Your Majesty?
Yes.
But, Your Majesty, you've already built the most beautiful hanging garden in all the world.
But none like this one. It shall be a wonder of the world, a monument to me, Nebuchadnezzar, monarch of the world.
Yes, Your Majesty. Long live the king!
Is not this great Babylon, which I have built by my mighty power, as a royal residence and for the glory of my majesty?
O King Nebuchadnezzar, the appointed time of thy judgment has come. The kingdom is departed from thee. They shall drive thee from men and thy dwelling shall be with the beasts of the field. They shall make thee to eat grass as oxen, and seven times shall pass over thee, until thou know that the Most High ruleth in the kingdoms of men, and giveth it to whomsoever he will.
Your Majesty, you... The thunder, the lightning did it. But I saw no lightning, more like a mighty voice from heaven. Your Majesty, what's the matter? Get away! Get away! Scribe! God, God, help! Help! Your Majesty, get away from me!
Something wrong here, sir.
Yes, God, His Majesty.
Is something wrong with His Majesty, sir?
Oh, he's suddenly gone berserk, insane. Grab him.
No, sir, I'm not touching His Majesty.
Well, call your men, then, and have them catch His Majesty and take him inside the palace.
I can't, sir. Strict orders. We are never to touch the person of His Majesty upon pain of death.
But we must not let His Majesty be seen in this condition.
I'm sorry, sir.
Then close the gates and doors so he'll be confined to this portion of the palace and gardens.
Yes, sir.
Do so at once.
Yes, sir.
Oh, I'll call an emergency meeting of the council. These are the facts, gentlemen. What is to be done about it?
You say he suddenly went insane, wildly insane?
His Majesty's eyes turned cold, cruel. His fingers curled up like claws, and he began acting like a maniac, an animal.
Could it be the fulfillment of the decree of Daniel's God?
Well, I thought about that too, but no, it can't be. And may I remind you that we are here to decide what to do about His Majesty, not why or how it happened.
Well, according to our law, there is nothing we can do. We don't dare dethrone Nebuchadnezzar and put some of our own number on the throne. On the other hand, it is obvious he can't rule in his present condition.
It also seems unwise to let His Majesty be seen. Soon it would be known far and wide, and our influence on world affairs would cease. Egypt would rebel. Tyre, Judah, Armenia, they'd all rebel, and Babylon as a world empire would end.
Well, we must avoid that by all means.
But how?
In interpreting the dream, did not Daniel tell Nebuchadnezzar that he would live as a beast with the beasts?
That would solve our problem.
Also, my dear fellows, His Majesty might not survive eating and sleeping with beasts. It would then be up to us to name his successor.
Ah. All in favor of driving His Majesty out of Babylon and unto the wild beasts, so signify.
Thirsty. Water.
Why aren't the fish biting, Father?
Want to quit and go home?
No, not yet. I want to catch at least one fish.
Well, we'll stay an hour longer, all right? Then we'll go.
All right, Father, look. What is that?
What is what?
That animal.
Well, I don't know. Looks like, well, almost like a man.
It's eating grass like a cow, and has long claws like a bird, and it's on all fours like a lion.
Oh, now I know what it is. It is a man. That, my son, is the king of our great Babylon, King Nebuchadnezzar.
How could that thing be king?
He doesn't actually rule now, not since he's been in that condition. As long as he lives, though, he is king. It's the law.
How did he get that way?
He's being punished, so it said. Seems as though he took all the credit to himself for building up the great kingdom of Babylon. He wouldn't admit that the Most High God rules the kingdom of men and gives it to whom he will. So God humbled him.
A god did that? Do gods really have that much power?
It seems that Daniel's God, the God of creation, does.
In spite of all that Nebuchadnezzar's counselors could do, the world soon learned of the king's plight. For 7 years, the world knew and marveled. For 7 years, the once mighty monarch slept, ate, and lived with the beasts of the field. At the end of the 7 years...
My nails, like claws. My skin, animal skin. Oh, the dream. Daniel, I was wrong. The God of heaven does rule in the dominions of men. He maketh kings. He taketh away. He creates. He destroys. Great and mighty is the Most High. I honor and praise him. His kingdom is from generation to generation, forever and ever. The God of heaven doeth according to his will in heaven and among the inhabitants of earth. And none can stay his hand. Great and mighty is thy name, O God of Daniel. I thank thee for the might of thy power and the justice.
I hear the king is back, restored to sanity.
Nebuchadnezzar is back.
Now we'll have a king again. Nebuchadnezzar is returned.
He's sane.
Once again, he sits on the throne of Babylon.
He got back today.
Long live the king.
Hurrah for Nebuchadnezzar.
Long live the king. Long live the king.
He's really back?
Yes, he got back today.
And he's sane?
He's his old self again, ambitious, full of energy, wise and understanding.
Oh, are we still his special counselors?
That remains to be seen.
Is that why the special assembly is called into session?
Oh, no. His Majesty the King has called a general assembly for all his subjects, has a special announcement to make.
Counselors, princes, all people of Babylon, His Majesty King Nebuchadnezzar will himself make an important announcement.
Long live the king!
I, Nebuchadnezzar, king of Babylon, take this opportunity to make known to all people everywhere that the God of heaven is mighty and just. His works are truth. His ways are just. I walked in pride, but he humbled me. For this I praise, extol, and honor the King of Kings, the God of creation.
This public proclamation, in which Nebuchadnezzar acknowledged the mercy and goodness and authority of God, was the last act of his life to be recorded in sacred history.
To all you listeners who make it possible for Your Story Hour to offer adventures in the Holy Bible free of charge, we send you a very special thank you.
If you'd like to join them and help in a tangible way, just call us toll-free at 1-800-987-7879.
That's 1-800-987-7879, and thanks in advance.
Goodbye for now, and remember, God loves you.
This has been Your Story Hour. Building for a better tomorrow.
This is Aunt Carol.
And Uncle Dan saying,
goodbye, everyone. See you again next time.